I did warn you. When we met at the bar, you were so confident and self-assured. You stared hungrily at my body, snug in my tight black dress, and invited me back to your place. I had high hopes for you. We kissed, we stripped, we fooled around, and soon I was riding your cock as you groped my breast and squeezed my hips. I told you, if I make you come, you won't come again until you've returned the favor. You laughed and smirked at me. I guess you thought I was teasing you, making a playful threat to encourage you to pleasure me. I did make you come, and you gave me some attention. But after you had blown your load inside me, you quickly ran out of steam. I had fun with you, but you didn't make me come. You didn't return the favor. Unfortunately for you, I'm a busy woman, and I was gone by the time you woke up in the morning. You went through that day with a little extra swagger. You bragged to your work buddies about that hot chick you got with, and that night you played with yourself and thought about me riding your cock. You didn't manage to come that night. You figured you must be tired after all that excitement, but you couldn't come the next day either. Or the next. By the end of the week, you had begun to worry, and your balls had begun to ache. A visit to the doctor told you that you were perfectly healthy. Issues like these aren't uncommon amongst men, your doctor said. He recommended more exercise and less drinking, and told you to avoid stress. Deep down, you knew those wouldn't help with this problem. Oh, but you were stubborn, weren't you? A few days later, you put the moves on a coworker you had your eye on. She was young and horny, and it was easy to convince her to come home with you. And she was so hot. Surely a night with her would overcome your issue. Surely you could come with her. You fucked her in every position imaginable. She drooled over your cock and every other part of you. You buried your dick in her mouth, between her tits, deep in her pussy. With her body, you brought yourself to the edge of orgasm, over and over, but never beyond. You felt yourself become desperate and panicked. When she noticed your sobbing, she quickly lost her enthusiasm. And soon, you were alone again, with your aching balls and sad, drooping cock, thinking about me. It was after that night you decided to look for me. You racked your brain trying to remember what I had told you. Had I mentioned where I lived, where I worked, my favorite restaurants? You hadn't really been paying attention, had you? You spent several nights hanging around the bar we met. You asked everyone there if they remembered me, knew anything about me, but I never showed up, and no one could tell you where to find me. You spent hours scrolling through social media, looking up local businesses, examining photos from local events, looking for me, but I wasn't there. And with each passing day, it became harder to think about anything else. Your work suffered, you missed appointments, and each night you tried anything you could to distract yourself from the ache in your groin, to distract yourself from thinking about me. How long was it before you stopped touching yourself altogether? How many days before you gave up on hanging around the bar? How many weeks before you allowed yourself to consider the possibility that you might never see me again. That this frustration and anguish might last forever. When it finally happened, it was pure abstinence. You weren't normally in that part of town. You had been visiting new bars, asking around about me. You had given up for the night and stopped by a nearby drugstore to pick up some more sleeping pills. To be honest, it wasn't my regular drugstore either. I was also in the area for unrelated reasons. When you saw me, you froze. You didn't believe it at first. I wasn't wearing the black dress you had enjoyed so much, but jeans and a buttoned-up shirt. My hair was up, and I wasn't wearing makeup. You walked past me several times, stealing glances, getting a closer look, making sure. And by the time you finally walked up to me, you were so hard in your pants that you had to hide the bulge. I smiled at you, and you trembled. That confident man I remembered had withered. You were hunched slightly, mouth hanging open a little, eyes wide with desperation. I did warn you, I said. And now here we are, back at your place. Tonight you can finish what you started. I trust I won't be disappointed this time. Now, slow down. I know you're eager, but this isn't something you can rush. This is no time to be selfish. Let's get undressed. Take it all off, and let me see you. Watch me as I slowly slide out of these pants, as I unbutton my shirt. My outfit today isn't as exciting as last time, but you don't seem to mind. You stare and drool a bit when I reveal my black lacy bra and panties. I think I'll leave them on for now. Stay still and let me touch you, lover. Feel my hands run over your chest, your back, and down here. You're hard as a rock in my hands. You're wet and trembling as I stroke you. My fingers gliding from your base to your head, already slick with arousal. Almost immediately, you're at the edge of orgasm. But that can't happen yet, can it? Your eyes are clenched shut. And your lip is quivering, and you're whispering, begging me to set you free. Touch me all over. Explore my body. Caress my cheek. Squeeze my ass. Run your fingers over my breasts. Feel my nipples harden under the fabric of my bra. Kiss my neck. Gently nibble my ear. Slide your tongue between my lips. Put your arms around me and press my body into yours. Please me. Treat my body with all the sensuality and devotion you can manage. Take all of that frustration, that pent-up sexual energy, and focus it on my pleasure. I close my eyes and sigh, letting myself get lost in the feeling of your hands and your mouth. It feels so good, and I'm in no rush. When I finally tell you to take my bra off, I gasp as I feel your lips around my nipples. When at last I tell you to slide my panties down my legs, I shudder at the touch of your fingers between my thighs. Get on your knees, lover. I want to feel your fingers and your tongue. Rub my clit, part my lips. Be creative. I'll tell you what I don't like, and you'll stop. I'll tell you what I do like, and you'll keep doing it. You're clumsy at first, but slowly your technique improves. Gradually, you learn how to touch me, how to lick me, just the way I like. Eventually, I don't even have to speak anymore. You respond to my gasps and my moans. Your fingers and your face become soaked with my wetness. And all the while, your aching cock stands at attention between my legs. I'm impressed with you. You're doing a great job. You recognize how important this is. After all this time, you finally have something to do with all that horny frustration. For so long, you've been thinking about yourself, your desires, your orgasm. But right now, the most important thing in the world, the only thing you care about, the focus of all your attention, is me, is my desire, my orgasm. It's time for you to get on the bed. Lay back. Shh. Relax. I'll take it from here. The sight and the feeling of me climbing on top of you is almost too much. I can hear your quick, shallow breaths as you stare up at my glistening, sweaty body. I can see tears rolling down your face as I grasp your swollen cock and press the head against my pussy. You're whimpering. Don't worry, lover. We're not done yet. You're going to get what you came for. You moan almost as loudly as I do, as I slide you inside me. I place my hands flat against your chest and lean my weight on you. As I slowly move my hips, finding the right rhythm, acclimating to the feeling of your cock inside me. Yes, you can moan. Oh, and whimper. It feels amazing, doesn't it? Rub my clit while I ride you. Squeeze my breasts. Move your hips to match mine. And thrust up into me. Again, I lose myself to the feeling, the sensation of your cock pressing deep inside my pussy, your fingers rubbing my clit, your hand on my breast, your chest rising and falling beneath my hands. I don't know how long I spend riding your cock. We thrust and moan together in a timeless state of ecstasy. All the while, I feel my own pleasure building inside me, rising slowly, so slowly, to a crescendo. Oh. doing exactly what you're doing. Oh my god, I'm gonna come over. You're gonna make me come. Oh, yes. Make me come. Good job. That was amazing. You feel incredible. Oh, and now that you've returned the favor, we're even again. That means you're free. Yes, you can come. Do you want me to keep riding you? Do you want to come inside me? Do you want me to make you come? Oh, are you sure? Your begging is so sweet. Okay. Are you ready? You're right on the edge. I can see it. You're right there. You want it so badly. Come. Come for me. That's it. Let it all out. Keep going. Yes. You can moan and yell and cry. Let it all out. All that pent-up energy. All that built-up load. Oh, come. And come and come. Good boy. Oh, you're such a good boy. Okay. Calm down. Calm down now. You can relax. Aww. Did that feel so good? You're so tired now. You're exhausted. You've carried around all that stress and anxiety for so long. You haven't had a good night's sleep in ages. Now you can rest. I grab a towel and clean us both up. I drape my body across yours and pull the covers over us. I rest my leg over your cock, soft and spent and serene. I feel all of your muscles loosen as you give in to sleep. This time I'm not disappointed. This time I'm very satisfied. My body buzzing gently with the aftermath of my orgasm. This time, you made me come. And then, I made you come. After all this time, all that denial and frustration, I made you come again. Unfortunately for you, I'm a busy woman, and I'll be gone by the time you wake up in the morning. But I'm sure we'll see each other again. I did warn you.